It's a very sad story, and somebody like me is reminded of what happened in 1983, and it is happening again. We didn't know that we were going to come to refuge. So our people have come back to refuge, and it is a very sad story. We are not fighting with the enemy we usually used to fight with. We are an independent country. And in 3 years, the baby South Sudan has been taken to intensive care unit. So
what do you think
it's a very sad
wrong?
Story. Things went wrong because, you know, people who have not governed themselves, they don't know how to, they abuse leadership, they don't know how to handle leadership, and especially governance. So people own leadership. Resources of South Sudan were looted, and corruption, and that is the first foot we start with a lot of corruption. The resources of South Sudan were taken. As I was hearing people talking, they talk about a lack of development, no resources, no hospital, no what. People are talking about this all the time. And it has not been delivered. We had a vision, we had objectives, and we were supposed to deliver to our people, and we didn't do any of them.
Is there any hope for a resolution in the conflict between your former comrades in arms, President Salva Kiir and Riek Machar?
When they went to Addis, I myself and the people of South Sudan had hope because I didn't know that there were enemies. They were fighting as enemies. I thought that they were brothers. And then this problem will be resolved. I didn't know that it was like a negotiation in Machakos and Naivasha when we were negotiating with the enemy. But they went to Addis as brothers and sisters. But things became so difficult. And somebody like me became surprised because issues are very clear, and these are issues of governance, which people can sit down, which brought the dispute. But because the president refused to talk, that's why this problem came, you know. Because so, if you refuse to talk and you own the leadership, then this problem will come up.
How have you been commemorating independence?
I did not. I didn't commemorate the independence because the baby is sick in the hospital. How do I commemorate?
That's a very sad feeling. I'm just wondering, for you, it was worth the cost of your husband's life, the long time that you spent in exile?
It's a mixed feeling. I don't know. I don't even know how to explain, because when the independence of South Sudan came, there was a jubilation. I was so happy, and I told my children that price is right. The life of your father is not in vain, and so is the other children. But when we got our independence, nobody remember those children that their father perished during the struggle. Nobody could remember anybody. But we go on, we say that we need our independence, things will be all right, and nothing became all right. I don't want it to regret and say that, why did my husband die? Because we are here, we are still alive, we will correct things, and things will be all right.